borrow some people this morning, if I can. Let's see here. I'm going to go right here in a row. David, and you, John 8:12. Ashley, you're Matthew 5, and you'll start in verse 14. Devin, you're at 1 Thessalonians 5, and I believe verse 5, and or verse 3. And Brother Bobby, you got James 1:17. And Miss Crystal, you got John 1:4. I'm going to jump over here, Brother Allen. You got John 8:12. And honey, you got Luke 11:34. Honey, sweetie, babe, baby cakes. Somebody else answers them. I got a problem. Pardon me? Luke 11:34. Yeah. Now, we know what 1 John 1:7 says, but if we walk in light as He is in light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sins. We only got a few minutes here this morning. Took a little longer to pray than I thought, so. But the first one here, David, read that out good now. So who is the light of the world? Jesus is the light of the world. It's Him who goes forth. And this mission conference coming up and Resurrection Sunday as He rose from the dead. As the day you got saved, light come in, and in you should radiate that light. Now I want to read you another verse here. One we hear of all the time. And it stirred me and challenged me. If you want to read with me, I'm in John chapter 10. The others, that you stay where you're at. Don't you move. But if you want to turn with me, you can, but keep your finger mark on them spots. But Romans chapter 10. Now I know this is written, Paul's, he's referring to the Jews here. But boy, God spoke to me in another way here, and it challenged my heart and let me see things, especially the independent fundamental Baptist movement. I mean, in itself, that really just jumped out at me. In verse 1, it says, "Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved." And we prayed for some here already, but nevertheless, people need to be saved. But he's talking to the Jews. Then he says this, "For I bear them record that they have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge. For they, being ignorant of God's righteousness, and going about establishing their own righteousness, and have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God." I'm going to read that again. Listen to what it says. "For they, being ignorant of God's righteousness, and going about to establish their own righteousness, and have not submitted themselves into the righteousness of God." Do you know so-called religious people that Baptist, the holiness, Church of God, they ended up going about establishing their own righteousness? Or people we get in, we get the outside all cleaned up, and so we get that done, and boy, we're just marching forward, we're doing wonderful for the things of God, and we look right, we talk right, we put in the offering plate, and everything's just right, but we end up slowly but surely, if we're not careful, we forget what we was, and where God brought us from, and we ended up almost back in the same hole we started. Even though we're still saved, we don't lose our salvation, but our minds get so focused on the outside, we forget our insides are ugly and black and needs cleaned every day, as much as the outside. Now, you read this verse that Jesus is the light of the world. He is the light. Okay, Miss Ashley, Matthew 5, verse 14, read through 16. Yeah, it's a bushel. There's our testimony. Who's that speaking to? Ye are the light of the world. He's talking to who? Believers. He said, a light can't be put under a bushel. Ain't you heard the little song? Hiding under a bushel, no. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Hide it under a bushel, no. I'm gonna let it shine. Hide it under a bushel, no. I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. That's our mission in life. We're to shine, but not establishing our own righteousness. Well, look at me. Look who I am. Look how I'm dressed. I'm right. No. They need to see the love of God inside. That's what they're looking for. Something real from us that shows us a pure discernment that we truly love God and that we truly are concerned about them. These people were praying. Okay, them, number three. 1 Thessalonians 5, I believe it's verse 3. Now hang on here. You read the wrong 1 Thessalonians 5. Verse 5. Hang on here. Read verse 5.
You're all the children of light.
Oh, there it is. Ye are the children of light. Now this is directly to who? To who? Who? To us. Ye are the light, children of light and children of the day. We are not children of the night nor of darkness, reminding us of our responsibility again. All right, where are we at? Brother Bobby, you're at James 1:17. So we look here, now we're seeing. We are part of our, what is it? A relationship with the Father of lights. He's Father of all the lights. Ye are children of light, where the literal light so shine. And I know I've been over this before, but this is something I've never did. First one was, it's a revelation of who Jesus is. He is the light of the world. The second one, according to Miss Ashley in Matthew 5, we're the reflection of this revelation. Number three, that ye are the children of light, that's our identification. So we have the revelation of Jesus, who He is, and our reflection that we were to reflect Jesus Christ, and our identification of who we are, that we are the children of light, we are not children of night. And then we have our relationship. That we is the Father of lights. All right, where are we going? We're going zoop, over here, brother. Oh, one more. Sorry, Miss Crystal. John 1:4. 1:4. So we have the verification here. It verifies who they are, that He is the light and He is the light of men. So who puts the light in us? These missionaries that quit their jobs, sell their homes, sell their cars, leave their families, leave their friends, and go way yonder to wherever God sends them to do what? To verify they are leaving all this and they've adapted to something to be the light of the world. That just blows my, oh my goodness, that's good. So they verify who they am, that they're the life was the light of men. Jesus is a light to us. We're the light to them. So it transfers. We're kind of like little moons. We're a reflection of the sun. Except the S-O-N, not the S-U-N. Or, Brother Allen. John 8:12. No. Yeah, it is. But read it another way. Go ahead and read it again.
Walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life.
This is what I'm bringing. The first one is the showing who He is, that He's the revelation of the light. This shows the possession of the light to us, that we have the possession. So our responsibility gets bigger and bigger, as much as the Moses thing, which was it just goes all together. It puts us that we just don't sit on a pew. We have a big, far greater responsibility to reach our neighbors, and they need to see Jesus in us, to reflect, to show. Okay, Luke 11. Honey, you're at the... Now here's the scary one. I don't call it scary, but this there's a question in this one at the same time. Let me get with it. I'm gonna read it together with you. Luke 11. I'll get with you. Luke 11:34. The light of the body is the eye. Therefore, when thine eye is single, thy whole body also is full of light. Now, the only understanding I get to, we know we're like bipolar people. We have the old nature, we have the new nature that's constantly fighting against us. We know that God's Word is the light. Thy Word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. So what we lit in our eyes, and so if it be single, in other words, my mind is, we want to be so narrow-minded that a gnat could sit on your nose and kick both eyes out. That's how narrow-minded we need to be. And summertime's coming, and I love summer, it's warm, but there's all kinds of other things out that gets a young man or even a grown man and to distract us off the things that matter, or get our minds in a blur of other things, let alone to young people, young ladies. There's a whole world out there that's full of garbage and it's darkness. The TV, the billboards, everything's coming in and it's constantly trying to get us to where our minds is, how'd that say? To be, if the eye be single. So what happens if our mind is not single? It's double. And you're getting the picture here where part of our mind is consumed as your friend, he gets on track for a while and then his mind gets filled with the doubt and the trouble and the despair and his mind's focused on it. Well, I'm in one day, I'm out the next day. And then we're like a yo-yo on a string that I'm walking good, my faith's good, I'm doing what I need to be doing, and next I'm doubting, I'm complaining, I'm falling apart and I have no faith in God. And this is the thing. When we're around people, people tend to notice if you have faith or if you don't have faith. People we're around every day, people you work with, people you see, your family, that they're watching and they see you go through a trauma or a trial and they see you go and they watch how you react around it. And they know the difference whether you have faith this way that, hey, all my problems is this way. I have no control over it. Most of them we don't. We can do our part and that's just it. We just got to go on and say, okay, Lord, it's yours. But what happens? We tend to, here's my burden. It's been my burden for a long time. It's been my burden. My complaint. It's nobody else's, but it's my burden. Oh, I'm going to bring it to the altars. This is God's burden. Well, I'm glad I got rid of that thing. Boy. But I wonder if God's really going to deal with that or not. I really wonder if He's going to... I wonder, is God really taking care of it? Nothing's happened yet. And we end up picking it right back up. Oh, God, hang on. God needs to take care of that burden. That's His burden, not my burden. That's God's. That belongs to Him. I don't need to carry. He said, come unto me, all your labor and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. But can God really take care of that? Man, it's just a big burden, I wonder. Are not we like it? And it's so prone to get back in your mind and you start thinking about it again. I've turned my youngins over to the Lord. You know, they belong to God. I can't handle it anyway. It's driving me up a wall.
Hey, man. Hey, man, brother.
But boy, they're a hard, hard case. I really wonder if God can deal with that one. I tell you what, man, I did something else. Them youngins. But are not we that way? And the devil seems to be real keen about just saying the right. Hey, God really deal with that? Is God big enough to take care of that problem? And yes, He's big enough to take care of that problem. But it all affects, every bit of it affects our effectiveness that we're to, our identification who we are. You let enough burden get on you in your mind, you'll forget who you are. Am I really a child of God? Boy, would this be happening to me if it's all that's happening? Man, it just, boy, I mean, then you get yourself in a pickle. Devils, he's a trick, man, you gotta realize, he's been at this for over 6,000 years. He's good at what he does. He's a master deceiver, and if he can get you to bow down to them problems and them things that's hindering you, he's gonna do it. So we have the revelation of who the light is, the reflection of who we're supposed to be, our identification, the relationship we have, that He's the Father of lights, our verification that He is the light. We're the light of men to verify who we are light. Now I'm out of time. And it's all your fault, Caleb. It's your fault. You get on the ball. He's listening. Now, Sharon's was, there was another key here about this singleness life. Real quick, it says this, the light of the body is thy, therefore when thine eye is single, thy whole body is also full of light. There's satisfaction when that's, you're full of light. Little Elizabeth, she's down there in Georgia and just filled up with God, and just God's everywhere. And she comes home, she's going, what happened? I want to go back. But that same light that you experience there, you can still experience day-to-day life, but it takes you, Lord, I need you today. And that same desire and that thirst, God can fill you and you'll be full of light. That's what happens. You get so full. You're just full of it. And it's of God. So let thine eye be single that you can be full of light. And we can be examples and be the light of the world. And cheer these missionaries on and our pastor. Cheer him on. Stand behind him. Because when we're full of light, we're going to do right. No one's going to have to come to you to do right. You know why? You're just going to do it. It's just going to happen. It'll naturally happen. Father, to God, we love you. Thank you for your word. Bless it. Lord, bless the preaching to come. Lord, help us to worship you. Lord, we can't do nothing right without you. Lord, we can do nothing of ourselves. We can hear the word of God. We can sing songs, go home, say it's been good. Lord, we need your presence. We need your power here today. Lord, for one here lost, save them. One here walking afar off, bring them in close. Lord God, we need you. We desire your presence, your fullness, Lord. Fill us this morning in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.